1. What's the difference between a class and a struct in Swift? Classes are reference types, stored on the heap, and support inheritance. They use ARC for memory management. Structs are value types, copied when assigned or passed, and don't use reference counting. Structs are faster, safer for small data models, and thread-safe because each copy is independent. 2. What's the difference between let and var? Let defines an immutable constant. Once assigned, it can't be changed. Var defines a mutable variable whose value can be updated later. Using let helps the compiler optimize performance and enforces immutability. 3. What are optionals in Swift? Optionals indicate that a variable may or may not have a value. They're written as string or int. You unwrap them using if-let, guard-let, or optional chaining. They make Swift safer by preventing null pointer crashes common in older languages. 4. What's the difference between weak, strong, and unowned references? Strong, the default, keeps the object alive while the reference exists. Weak, doesn't increase retain count, automatically becomes nil when the object is deallocated. Unowned, doesn't increase retain count but assumes the object exists, accessing after deallocation causes a crash. Typically, delegates are weak to avoid retain cycles. 5. What is ARC, automatic reference counting? ARC automatically manages memory by tracking how many strong references exist for each object. When the reference count hits zero, the object is deallocated. Developers use weak or unowned to break reference cycles and avoid leaks. 6. What is a closure? Closures are self-contained blocks of code that capture and store references to variables from their surrounding context. They're similar to lambdas in other languages. Common uses: completion handlers, event callbacks, animations, and functional programming, map, filter, reduce. 7. What's the difference between escaping and non-escaping closures? Non-escaping closures execute before a function returns. Escaping closures outlive the function, for example, in async operations like network requests, and must be marked at escaping. 8. What are computed properties? Computed properties don't store values directly, they calculate it each time they're accessed using get and set. Example. 9. What is protocol-oriented programming? Swift encourages behavior sharing through protocols and protocol extensions instead of inheritance. This allows structs, enums, and classes to share common behavior while staying lightweight and flexible. 10. Explain map, flat map, and compact map. Map transforms each element in a collection. Flat map flattens nested collections, like arrays of arrays. Compact map unwraps optionals and removes nil results. Puzzle piece object-oriented and language concepts. 11. What are value types versus reference types? Value types, structs, enums, store copies of data, ensuring isolation. Reference types, classes, share memory addresses, so changes affect all references. 12. What is a protocol? A protocol defines a blueprint of methods and properties that conforming types must implement. It's similar to an interface in Java. 13. Can structs conform to protocols? Yes. In Swift, structs, enums, and classes can all conform to protocols, enabling consistent behavior across different types. 14. What are extensions? Extensions let you add new functionality to an existing class, struct, or protocol without subclassing. Often used to organize code or add default implementations. 15. What is a delegate? Delegation is a design pattern where one object hands off responsibility to another. Common in UIKit, for example, UI table view delegate handles cell selection events. Brick UIKit. 16. Explain the view controller lifecycle. The main steps are: load view, load or create the view hierarchy. View did load, perform setup once. View will appear, update UI before showing. View did appear, start animations or fetch data. View will disappear, slash view did disappear, clean up tasks or stop animations. 17. What is auto layout? Auto layout uses constraints to describe relationships between views. It enables responsive designs across devices and orientations. 18. What is the difference between frame and bounds? Frame defines the view's position in its parent's coordinate system. Bounds defines the internal coordinate system of the view itself. 19. How does delegation work in UIKit? A controller, like UITableView, defines a protocol and calls its delegate methods on specific events. The delegate implements those methods to handle user interactions or data updates. 20. What's the purpose of GCD, Grand Central Dispatch? GCD helps manage concurrent tasks efficiently by scheduling them on different queues. It's used for async operations like networking or image loading. 21. What's the difference between dispatch queue.main.async and .sync? .async queues a task and continues immediately, non-blocking. .sync waits until the task finishes, blocking. Never call .sync on the main queue, or it will deadlock. 22. What's a completion handler? A closure pass to a function to execute when an async operation completes. Example, fetch data, result in. 23. How do you prevent memory leaks in UIKit? Use weak self enclosures, mark delegate properties as weak, and test with instruments leaks. Artist Palette Swift UI. 24. What is Swift UI? Swift UI is a declarative UI framework that rebuilds views automatically when data changes. Instead of manually updating UI, you describe what you want, and Swift UI handles the rest. 25. Explain at state, at binding, and at observed object. At state, manages simple local data inside a view. At binding, links a at state variable between parent and child views. At observed object, observes external data models conforming to observable object. 26. What's the difference between at state object and at observed object? At state object is used when the view creates the object. At observed object is used when the object is passed in and owned elsewhere. 27. What is MVVM architecture in Swift UI? MVVM separates the app into model for data, view for UI, view model for business logic and transformation of data. Swift UI's reactive nature fits perfectly with MVVM. 28. How do animations work in Swift UI? Swift UI supports implicit and explicit animations. You can use dot animation, modifier, or wrap changes in with animation to animate state changes smoothly. Counterclockwise arrows button combine framework. 29. What is Combine? Combine is a reactive programming framework that uses publishers and subscribers to handle asynchronous data streams, like network responses or user input. 30. What are publishers and subscribers? A publisher emits values over time, and a subscriber receives them. When you subscribe, you form a pipeline that processes values reactively. 31. What are common combine operators? Map, filter, debounce, flat map, combine latest, and sync are common operators for transforming and handling events. 32. What is a cancelable in combine? A cancelable represents an active subscription. You must store it, usually in a set any cancelable, to keep it alive. 33. How do you handle errors in combine? Combine pipelines can fail with an error type. You handle errors using operators like catch, retry, or replace error, with. 34. What's the difference between combine and async slash await? Combine is stream-based and ideal for continuous updates. Async slash await is simpler and better for single async calls. You can also bridge them together with future or async publisher. Gear concurrency. 35. What is a race condition? It occurs when multiple threads access and modify shared data simultaneously, leading to unpredictable behavior. 36. What is an actor in Swift? Actors are reference types that isolate mutable state, ensuring safe access across concurrent tasks. 37. What is task and task group? Task runs async work independently. Task group manages multiple concurrent child tasks and collects their results efficiently. Puzzle piece architecture and design patterns. 38. Explain MVC. Model view, controller separates data, model, UI, view, and logic, controller. Common in UIKit, but can get bloated if logic stays in the controller. 39. Explain MVVM. View model handles data transformation for the view. Improves testability and keeps UI reactive, especially in Swift UI. 40. What is dependency injection? It's a pattern where dependencies are passed from outside, instead of being created internally. This improves flexibility, testability, and reduces coupling. 41. How do you persist data locally? Common options. User defaults for small key-value pairs. Core data for complex relational storage. File manager for documents. Keychain for secure credentials. 42. What is core data? Apple's object graph and persistence framework. It maps data to managed objects and stores it efficiently on disk. Brain testing and performance. 43. What is XCTest? Apple's built-in testing framework for unit, UI, and performance tests. You write XCTest case classes and use assertions like XCTAssert equal. 44. How do you mock data for testing? Use protocols and dependency injection to replace real services with mock ones. Frameworks like Cuckoo or Mockalo can auto-generate mocks. 45. What tools do you use for debugging and performance? Xcode Instruments, Time Profiler for CPU, Leaks for memory, and Allocations for object lifecycle tracking. 46. How do you improve app launch performance? Lazy load heavy resources, move work off the main thread, and reduce initial view hierarchy complexity. 47. What is a memory leak and how do you detect it? A memory leak occurs when objects aren't released due to strong reference cycles. Use instruments leaks to identify and fix them. 48. How do you handle app crashes in production? Use crash reporting tools like Firebase Crashlytics or Sentry to track and analyze crash logs. Puzzle piece advanced Swift. 49. What are property wrappers? Syntax sugar to reuse property logic, for example, at state, at app storage, and at published. 50. What's the difference between lazy and computed properties? Lazy properties are initialized once when first accessed. Computed properties recalculate each time. 51. Explain retain cycle in closures. Happens when a closure captures self strongly, and self also retains the closure. Fix it using weak self or unowned self. 52. What is codable and how does it work? Codable combines encodable and decodable protocols to simplify JSON encoding and decoding with JSON encoder and JSON decoder. 53. What's the difference between synchronous and asynchronous code? Synchronous code executes sequentially and blocks the thread. Asynchronous code allows tasks to run concurrently and return results later, improving responsiveness. 54. What is a result type in Swift? A type-safe way to handle success and failure cases, written as result success, failure, error. 55. How do you handle concurrency safely in Swift? Use dispatch queues, operation queues, or Swift concurrencies async/await with actors to isolate mutable state and prevent data races. 56. How do you make a network request in Swift? Using URL session. Example. URL session.shared.data task with URL, data, response, error in. If let data equals data. Let result equals try. JSON decoder. Dot decode, my model dot self, from, data. Dot resume. 57. What are URL request and URL response? URL request defines the request, URL, HTTP method, headers, body. URL response, or HTTP URL response, contains metadata such as status code and headers. 58. What are common HTTP methods used in REST APIs? Get, fetch data. Post, create new data. Put, update data. Delete, remove data. 59. How do you handle JSON in Swift? Using codable protocol with JSON encoder and JSON decoder to serialize and deserialize JSON safely. 60. How do you handle API errors? Check for HTTP URL response.status code and handle 4xx / 5xx codes. Use result type or custom API error enums for cleaner error handling. 61. What is async / await in networking? It simplifies asynchronous calls. Let data response equals try await URL session dot shared dot data from URL. 62. What is URL session configuration? It defines policies for caching, cookies, and timeouts. Use to configure custom URL session instances. 63. How do you upload a file with URL session? Use upload task with from or multipart / form data encoding with custom boundaries. 64. What is caching and how does it work in iOS? Caching stores previously fetched data, memory or disk, to reduce network calls. Implemented via URL cache or frameworks like NSCache. 65. How do you secure API requests in iOS? Use HTTPS OAuth 2.0 tokens and avoid hardcoding secrets. Store credentials safely using the keychain. Floppy disk core data and persistence. 66. What is core data? Core data is Apple's persistence framework for managing an object graph and saving it to disk. 67. What are the main components of core data? NS managed object model defines entities. NS managed object context, scratchpad for objects. NS persistent store coordinator manages data storage. NS persistent container simplifies setup. 68. What's the difference between core data and SQLite? SQLite is a database. Core data is an ORM that abstracts and manages objects with additional features like undo, relationships, and caching. 69. How do you perform background core data operations? Use a background context via perform background task on NS persistent container. 70. How do you handle core data migrations? Use lightweight migrations or define explicit mapping models for schema changes. 71. When should you use core data versus user defaults? Core data for complex relational data. User defaults for small settings or flags, e.g., dark mode, onboarding status. 72. What's the difference between NS fetched results controller and manual fetch requests? NS fetched results controller automatically monitors core data changes and updates the UI, great for tables. Manual fetches require explicit reloads. 73. Can core data be used with Swift UI? Yes, using it fetch request and the add environment, / dot managed object context, property wrapper. High voltage concurrency and multi-threading. 74. What are dispatch queues? GCD queues manage tasks concurrently or serially. Main queue UI updates. Background queue heavy tasks. 75. Difference between concurrent and serial queues? Serial, one task at a time, in order. Concurrent, multiple tasks run simultaneously. 76. What's a deadlock? When two threads wait on each other indefinitely, blocking further progress. 77. What is thread safety? Ensuring shared resources are accessed safely across threads using synchronization techniques like dispatch semaphore or actors. 78. How does operation queue differ from GCD? Operation queue provides more control, dependencies, cancellation, and progress tracking, while GCD is lightweight and lower level. 79. When would you use dispatch group? To run multiple tasks in parallel and get notified when all complete. 80. Explain at main actor in Swift concurrency. It ensures code runs on the main thread, useful for UI updates. 81. What is task cancellation in Swift? Swift supports cooperative task cancellation. Use task.isCanceled to check and stop long-running operations gracefully. Artist Palette Swift UI Deep Dive. 82. How do you use for each in Swift UI? For each iterates over collections and creates views dynamically, requiring a unique ID for each element. 83. How do you navigate programmatically in Swift UI? Use navigation link with isActiveBinding or navigation stack in iOS 16+. 84. How do you handle user input in Swift UI? Use property wrappers like @state or @binding to sync data between UI and logic. 85. What are environment values in Swift UI? Shared global values, like color scheme or managed object context, injected via @environment. 86. How do you show alerts in Swift UI? Use .alert, modifier bound to @state variable. 87. What are view modifiers? Functions that wrap and return modified views, useful for reusing styles or logic. 88. How do you optimize Swift UI performance? Use lightweight view structs. Avoid large @state objects. Extract subviews for updates. Use .equatable, or @mainActor for stability. 89. What is the difference between .sheet and .fullscreen cover? .sheet presents a model that doesn't cover the entire screen. .fullscreen cover covers the full screen and is used for immersive transitions. Abacus Combine and reactive programming. 90. What is Sync and Combine? Sync attaches a subscriber to a publisher and executes closures for received values or completion. 91. What is Assign and Combine? Automatically assigns published values to a property using key paths, e.g. 81. What is task cancellation in Swift? Swift supports cooperative task cancellation. Use task.isCanceled to check and stop long-running operations gracefully. Artist Palette Swift UI Deep Dive. 82. How do you use foreach in Swift UI? Foreach iterates over collections and creates views dynamically, requiring a unique ID for each element. 83. How do you navigate programmatically in Swift UI? Use navigation link with isActiveBinding or navigation stack in iOS 16+. 84. How do you handle user input in Swift UI? Use property wrappers like @state or @binding to sync data between UI and logic. 85. What are environment values in Swift UI? Shared global values, like color scheme or managed object context, injected via @environment. 86. How do you show alerts in Swift UI? Use .alert, modifier bound to @state variable. 87. What are view modifiers? Functions that wrap and return modified views, useful for reusing styles or logic. 88. How do you optimize Swift UI performance? Use lightweight view structs. Avoid large @state objects. Extract subviews for updates. Use .equatable, or @mainActor for stability. 89. What is the difference between .sheet and .fullscreen cover? .sheet presents a model that doesn't cover the entire screen. .fullscreen cover covers the full screen and is used for immersive transitions. Abacus Combine and reactive programming. 90. What is Sync and Combine? Sync attaches a subscriber to a publisher and executes closures for received values or completion. 91. What is Assign and Combine? Automatically assigns published values to a property using key paths, e.g. 92. What's the difference between pass-through subject and current value subject? Pass-through subject emits new values only. Current value subject holds and replays the latest value to new subscribers. 93. How do you combine multiple publishers? Use operators like combine latest, merge, or zip to join streams. 94. What are backpressure and demand in Combine? Backpressure controls how many values a subscriber can handle at a time, preventing overload. 95. How do you cancel Combine subscriptions? Keep a set any cancelable and call.cancel, or let it day init. 96. What is the difference between map and trimap in Combine? Trimap allows throwing errors inside the transformation, map doesn't. Brick system design and architecture. 97. How would you design an offline-first iOS app? Use local storage, core data, Realm, or SQLite, to cache data, and sync changes with the server when online. 98. How do you design an image caching system? Combine NS cache for in-memory storage with persistent disk cache. Always check cache before making a network call. 99. How do you handle push notifications? Register with UN User Notification Center and UI application.shared.register for remote notifications. Use APN's tokens and handle payloads in DidReceive remote notification. 100. What are some common iOS design patterns? MVC, Model View Controller. MVVM, Model View View Model. Delegation. Singleton. Observer, Combine, Notification Center. Factory and Builder.